Can a practitioner experience sexual satisfaction using astral projection? I'll tell you, I have interviewed the very best people who do astral projection and tell us how to do it. They've come on with like 101 courses, kind of like you're doing with witchcraft right now. And there's one area where I asked, and every time I got an affirmative, either a chuckle, a laugh, or "you're damn right, Art," kind of answer. Sure, you can have sex. You can leave your body, and you can actually go have sex with another person in the physical plane. They say it's true, and you're going to tell me it's true.
It's not only true, but it's also sinister, because there are many people who do not wish it.
Well, yeah, it's like rape.
Yes, it is rape. They are being violated. They are being sexually abused and molested by people who have the discipline and the control of astral projection.
So it's
and
true.
And to answer your question, yes, the practitioner can experience satisfaction.
I had a lot of women write to me, Evelyn, and I really mean this, who absolutely say they were raped. And I got responses that varied on the scale from terror and anger to I enjoyed it. I got all kinds of responses. I had no idea how to deal with these at all. And
well, the reason why is there's so many different variations. A practitioner is a person who's using astral projection, another form of molestation on the ethereal. Could be a practitioner creating a familiar and sending it to the victim. Another is a doppelganger, which is a double of themselves. And that's only on this plane. What if you're getting into the incubus or the succubus, which is a spirit, an entity that preys and feeds upon a person, sexually arousing them?
Yeah.
Starting off quite quietly, innocently, and seductive, and then turning violent and constant repetition, because they need that sexual energy. They feed off of it. That is the true psychic vampire, honey.
Yeah, but how is this in any way different than rape?
It isn't.
It isn't. Right? It isn't. It's just a way of raping and not getting caught, more or less.
Yes. These people out there, they don't know how to talk about it. How would you explain that you are being sexually molested, raped, and violated in the middle of the night by a spirit?
You couldn't.
Where you are being held down.
You couldn't.
Where you're paralyzed.
Yeah, you couldn't. There's no way. Except
who do you talk to? How do you explain it to someone? That's why they don't come out. That's why I'm so happy that so many people responded to you, Art.
Well, you're going to get a lot of response to this. I absolutely guarantee, because there are women out there, a lot of them, Evelyn, who are being attacked in the manner we just described. And can you help them?
Yes, I can. Depending on who's doing it and what they're up against. If they're dealing with a spirit or an entity, an incubus or a succubus.
And by the way, how do you find out what you're up against?
That's why I have to talk to the person. I have to find out how it started.
Uh-huh.
Is it someone that they know? Is it someone that they know as a practitioner? Or has this, like the one gentleman that I'm dealing with who's 57 years old,
yes,
this came out of the blue. It's not something that he certainly was desirous of. And it is not a practitioner, but it is a succubus.
But how do you figure that out? Evelyn, if you're being attacked and you don't know your attacker, how in the world, what do you ask the person to help determine what it is they're facing?
The way it starts out, it will start out very seductive, very comforting, and then it increases not only in intensity and violence, but the occurrence. The person will feel utterly drained. It will be they are total exhaustion when they wake up in the morning. Many, many have had bruises and marks.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so you know that you are not dealing with a person, that is a practitioner using a familiar or a doppelganger. You are using, not using anything. You're into the spirit entity, incubus, succubus, or you're into the demons. The beings that are interdimensional, that exist on other planes of existence, that can pierce the veil, and they too need the sexual energy, which stimulates the pituitary glands, which stimulates what we call the kundalini force. And that is what they thrive upon. That is what they draw out of you.
All right, here's where you're going to have to help me understand something. I was sort of joking about this in the first hour, but once you've left the physical, Evelyn, once you've left your body behind, then since, you know, sex is such a physical thing, it would be the one thing that you would think over on the other side, there just wouldn't be a lot of. And so from a spirit point of view or an entity point of view, you know, something without a body, why and how does sex still enter into the equation at all?
Because it is a life force.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Sure, sure it is.
And so therefore they need it to sustain themselves. That's why I said they feed upon it.
Huh.
It is their sustenance. So spirits will look for those individuals that they can stimulate and arouse and get to sexual orgasm because it feeds them.